Welcome, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. My name is Gina Oldham, practitioner of prosthetics and orthotics, fitness expert, business owner, lifestyle entrepreneur, and four-time national bikini competitor. This podcast was created to empower people to build abundant lives for themselves, lives that are purposeful, fruitful, and send a ripple effect through the world. From short motivational segments to game-changing conversations with highly successful and abundant people, be ready to learn the formula of common actions, thought patterns, and principles that create abundant living. Whether it be your mindset, health, business, or relationships, the Abundance Formula has what you need to uplevel your life to the one you're called to live. So here we go. Hey everyone, I have a couple quick announcements. First of all, make sure that you are part of the Abundance Formula Community Facebook group. This is a place where you will be able to download workbooks, worksheets, free guides, all kinds of really amazing stuff that I'm creating to go along with each and every episode of the Abundance Formula podcast. These things are meant to help you take the lessons you learn in each episode and really apply them to your own life to create abundance for yourself in whatever area of life each episode is focused on. So make sure you're part of that group and make sure that you're following the new Abundance Formula official Instagram page to have exclusive lives that are happening there as well. And so just make sure you're part of both of those groups so that you don't miss anything that the podcast has to offer to create abundance for your life and to connect you with other like-minded people that are looking to do the same thing. So it's a great place to network, great place to connect and get support and to take things to the next level. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Abundance Formula Podcast. I'm so excited and rejuvenated from being back from our vacation. It was so nice. We went to St. Petersburg, Florida for 7 full days. It's been quite some time. We've actually taken a full 7-day vacation. We've done a lot of like weekend things, but for the past few years, we just really haven't done big 7-day things that were truly full vacations. Like in January, I was in Belize for 5 days, but that was kind of work-related slash vacation. So it was definitely really restful and rejuvenating, but I was speaking for the women's retreat there. So, you know, a little stress involved in regards to performance type stress, and it was still 5 days. So again, we had the best time. Travel went really great. Just for an update there for you guys, if you tuned in last week, you knew we were going to be attempting this 10-hour drive with 2 little ones. We left at 2:50 in the morning and they really slept for over half the drive. It was really awesome. They were only awake for 3 hours and they did, the final leg was 3 hours and they stayed awake and did really, really great. And then on the way home, we left at like 6:30 in the morning and they slept for quite some time and were awake for most of it, but they did super well. We were just really, really lucky this time. So even the travel was not hell on wheels like we fully had planned to embrace if that were to happen. So we just got the best of all worlds. We went to a bunch of splash pads and water parks there as far as swimming pool wise. And of course, beached it up. It was so awesome. Really great food. But it always feels good to get back into your flow and get back into your routine. So we came back yesterday on Wednesday. So we have a full day today to recoup before we get back to work and all of that. So it's just been really great. So today's topic for you, I want to hit on something that I've heard a lot of people talk about and DM me about: negative thought loops. So today's quick episode for you all is my 3 tips to help you combat those negative thought loops that we all get into. And a lot of times we get stuck so deep in the rabbit hole that by the time we come out, if we even do, we're so drained, you know, and we feel so drained. We're so down. We're so unmotivated. A lot of people ask me about how do you stay motivated? That's a huge topic that people DM me about. And a lot of times, so many people are unmotivated because they've just sat in a negative thought loop for so long, whether it's workout related or work related or family related. We spend so much of our time like poking holes in our cup basically all day long with negative thought loops that the energy is all gone and the rejuvenation is all gone. And it's so easy to do. So I have 3 really helpful tips that I think you're going to love today. Can't wait to hear what you guys think about it. Okay. So tip number one is notice when you're triggered. Awareness is number one. I really relate this to fitness, my clients with fitness. If we're going to change, if you're looking to lose weight or to tone up or to make a fitness change of any kind, nutrition is going to be key. Well, with nutrition, you either plan to succeed or you plan to fail. We're all super busy. So in order to succeed, awareness of the of when you get triggered, when you start to drift off into negative thought loops, are actually pretty periodic. Like a lot of people have a routine to that. For me, when I sat down to do this years ago and figure out, okay, when do I always fall into these negative thought loops? For me, a lot of it's first thing in the morning. And I think that's pretty common for a lot of people getting ready for work. There's a lot of monotonous things that we do prepping for work that don't engage your mind. And monotony is a huge risk factor to negative thought loops. So in the morning, I would find myself, you know, doing the usuals, the shower, you know, getting yourself ready, packing your things, whatever. They don't take thought. So therefore, your mind's looking to occupy itself. And a very easy thing for it to do is then to be thinking about past things that bothered you or that you're worried about or loose ends you need to tie up or projecting into the future. Oh no, what about this? Here's the to-dos. Oh, worrying about what if this were to happen? And that's where your mind, at least for me, really spirals or wants to spiral in the morning when I'm doing a lot of monotonous things preparing for work and on the drive to work. Again, most of us could probably drive to work, quote unquote, with our eyes closed. Like so many times you can just zone out driving to locations. So for me, I also notice like not only driving to work, but just driving places. My mind very much wants to wander to the negative thought loops in that monotonous activity or during household chores, doing the dishes, doing laundry, things like that. Again, it doesn't take my mind's engagement to do that. So my mind wants to drift off to stuff that's really easy to spend time on, like negative thoughts, worries, projections, past or future, whatever. So sit down and really get aware. Like you can tell when you know when you go into these loops. So again, for me, first thing in the morning, monotonous activities. And then, of course, as we all lay in bed trying to go to sleep, our brain wants to bring up all the things, offer up just this platter of worry options that we could choose from. And that's what we do is we worry ourselves to sleep finally, if we're even lucky to get to sleep. So once I knew where my trigger periods were, when my risk factors were, so again, relating this to my personal training clients, like, when are the times you're most at risk to get cravings? When are you at risk to just want to grab something fast? When you get super hungry and you found yourself unprepared, right? It's the same kind of equivalent to with negative thought loops. Raise your awareness to when those are in your day, and then we plan for it. So then step two, this is the first way to combat negative thought loops. So if you know when they are, what I suggest is to go ahead and implement what I'm about to tell you to just prevent it from even starting. But the awareness from the start helps you to also, if you do happen to start down a negative thought loop, because nobody's going to be perfect, you're going to do it. But you, I promise you, will catch yourself so much faster, and then you can get back to the solution, which is step number two. So the key is to keep your mind engaged. So again, like I said, monotonous activities, that's where it wants to wander. So all you have to do to break a negative thought loop is re-engage your mind or your body. A state change is what like Tony Robbins likes to call it. And you can do obviously a physical thing to take your mind off the negative thought loop, reground it into the present. You can drop and do push-ups, or you can do some bodyweight squats. You can engage in physically, but I'm going to also give you a mindset tip, because a lot of times, for example, driving to the car, you might be able to do something physical like drop down and do push-ups. But the reason those things work is because your mind can't, during the actual action of doing push-ups or lifting some heavy weights or whatever, think about that worry thing. It's got to focus on this activity at hand to complete it and to succeed in it. So engaging your mind is how you will break a negative thought loop and keep one from starting in the first place. So a mindset tool to keep it from starting in the first place and to also bring you back into the present if you start to drift is to listen to something. If for me in the mornings, I like to listen to something, and I found the next level of prevention for this mindset drift is to listen specifically, not just to music, but to something with words, because it takes more effort for your brain to pay attention to that. But as a base value, listen to something and make it be something that's positive. So if it's music, pick something that's calming, something that's, you know, you can tell it's not an anxious speed, right? So if it's classical music, maybe not something that's like Mendelssohn and really fast and like intense, right? Pick things that are lighter and maybe slow your heart rate down and set your state for calm and for peace. So meditative type music or whatever is at least a baseline for you to start with. But again, I recommend having something with words, because a lot of times, even once you've listened to something beautiful or while you're listening to something beautiful, your mind can drift. Now, at least if it's positive, your mind will be more apt to drift down a positive path. But next level prevention is stuff with words. So whether that's music that, again, the words are positive, it's not a breakup tune, right? That's probably not setting yourself up for success. So listen to something that has positive words, or a podcast is another great choice. You can listen to some kind of positive podcast or something that interests you. You can listen to a book on tape or a book on Audible, whatever. That's something, again, that's a positive topic and your brain is paying attention. So again, like I said, I really recommend stuff like, yeah, an audiobook or a podcast or a motivational YouTube snippet. There's tons of short snippets. There's also longer ones, motivational speeches on YouTube, things like that, that require your mind to pay attention in order to digest what's being spoken to you. Even music lyrics, like I said, those are better. But I think a next level above that is something more like either a podcast or a YouTube motivation or a sermon or an audiobook. Something like that still is the next level, because now you're paying attention to what they're saying really well so that you can digest what it is and take it in, whether it's the story or the lesson, as opposed to even listening to a song maybe you've heard a lot of times. Even in something like that, you can be so used to it, it's not new to you. So you may, if you're in, say, a really stressful time of your life, still want to drift away from that. So again, like I said, there's some other options that are even another next level above that. So at least at the base, something positive to listen to engage your mind. Next step above that is something that has lyrics and that are positive lyrics. Next step above that would be something that you have to actually engage in to learn something or to take in what it's telling you. So a book, so you're trying to get the story out of it, a sermon, a YouTube motivation, you're trying to get the lesson, a podcast, same thing. Any of those take you to the next level because your mind has to actually pay attention or else you won't learn or digest the thing you're listening to. So that all of those things are super, super helpful for when you're doing monotonous activities at home, before work, during the day, or on drives. And even if you have kids, so I don't always get to listen to what I rarely get to listen to what I want to listen to in the car on the way to places, but at least I can put on things for them that have words that I'm engaging in. Or again, honestly, in the car, if I got the kids with me, they're talking my head off. So I'm actually conversating with them. So that kind of has nipped that space in the bud for me. But when I'm on my way to work or on my way solo to different locations, that's when I'll cue up the podcast or an audiobook or a YouTube motivation, something like that for the car drive. So I have to stay engaged, keep my mind busy. So that's step number two. Keep your mind engaged in the first place to prevent it from even happening to you. But if you catch yourself starting the negative thought loop, you can hone back in. Okay, get back to the words. What's this book? What is this book about? What's the audio thing I'm listening to telling me? What's the lesson? Pay back attention. It's already there for you to jump back into. The path is already set for you to leap into, kind of like, again, nutrition talk wise. Okay, oh, I found myself really wanting to grab the potato chips, but I do have a healthier option available in the pantry, so I'm going to switch my hands over to that. I'm going to stop eating. I've started taking in a couple of those potato chips, but I'm going to pause because I know I don't want that, and I'm going to grab something else, right? So again, having it available and at the ready, and you know the tool that you can snag to get yourself back on track faster is super, super helpful and will really help you be successful. So have that at hand. And then step number three, so at night, because I know this is when we really struggle, is at night, is really try this tip. Tap into a nighttime visualization in order to go to sleep. So you're laying in bed. You're not going to do push-ups and all this stuff because you're trying to settle in and go to sleep. So one thing that's really helpful, even I know it helps to even have a cool down routine before bed, whether it's some stretching and you can have meditative music or something playing for that. But the reality is sometimes we all are too busy to do that, or maybe we did that, but then some chaos happens with the kids and then you are now laying in bed and the same negative thought loops want to pop up anyways. So once you're laying in bed still, your brain wants to then go dormant and launch into these thought loops. So here's what I like to do, this nighttime visualization practice. Same thing, you're going to have on something audio. And I know this may feel so weird to people who are used to just silence or maybe just a fan, but I promise you this makes a big difference. I started doing nighttime visualizations to go to sleep after we had Malia, our first child, who's now four. I wouldn't say I full on had clinical postpartum, but I was definitely very close. She was a terrible sleeper. She had to be held 24/7. And when it's your first kid, you're really freaked out to do that, to hold them on you to sleep, because everyone says you're not supposed to do that. It's dangerous. They could die, all this stuff. And so I felt so bad or guilty to do that. But I literally, she would not sleep unless she was in my arms. And I was so exhausted. I had to sleep. I could not go on. Like I microwaved spoons and like almost blew up the house multiple times. Like I had to get some sleep somehow. So I slept on the couch because it was more comfortable than our actual bed, because it was more stiff. And I slept just like upright in as safe a way as I could think of, with arms, pillows propping up my arms. I had this whole method of setup before bed, and it was so depressing. I was so depressed and so sleep deprived. I dreaded to go to sleep. And as I laid there holding her, trying to go to sleep, there was just so much negativity and depression and sadness that I felt laying there. And so I started to turn on nature sounds. Now, again, you could go with the like meditative music as well. But for me personally, I paid a little too much attention to the music and it was harder for me to go to sleep. But everybody's different, so feel free to try whatever. But so either meditative music, again, that's positive or very soothing and calming and sleepy tones. Or I preferred nature sounds, because what I do is I laid in bed. So some of my favorites are like, I've got this, I just pull them up from YouTube and they just go for hours endlessly, or there's lives that just never end and they keep going. So one of my favorites is, it's got like crickets and you can hear a little bit of a creak in the background with a few like kind of nighttime bird sounds that are very periodic. They're not like rhythmic. I know that can get annoying, like the seagull that comes every 5 seconds, right? So not that. Feel free to DM me if you want the exact ones that I used, and maybe I'll put a couple in the show notes. But so like nighttime crickets, you'll hear a few frogs, like, you know, some cicadas. It's so calming. And I'll turn that one on. I've got one that's like a cabin with a fireplace, with little bits of snow you can hear falling in the background. I've got some that are just like a fire pit with some nature sounds in the background, like it's nighttime. I've got one that's like a gentle rainfall, and I've got one that's more like a thunderstorm, that's kind of a light thunderstorm. So those are some of my main go-tos. And what I do is I turn those on and have them at a comfortable level of loudness for myself. And what I do to get to sleep is I drop into those mentally. Like I listen to them and I like to visualize like my ideal state. So and for me personally, I like to project and drop myself into the future, like where I'd like to be, how I'd like to feel, things I would like to feel like in that future visualization that I've accomplished, and drop into all of those feelings and listening. So here's an example of one, like, we're excited to eventually move back into the country, with some property and stuff like that. And, you know, have a pool and all those good things, right? Not on our menu yet, but that's like where we're planning to be, right? So I'll listen to those. I grew up out on 25 acres in the country. And so I like the sound of cicadas just is home for me. So that's one of my favorite channels. So I'll listen to that. And I drop myself into, as I've got my eyes closed to go to sleep, this future home that I visualize, like our dream home, sitting on like the outside deck overlooking the pool and like a really great like hilly view. I hear those cicadas and those frogs, and, you know, the girls maybe are to bed, and just, and maybe even Kellen's to bed, and I'm just sitting out there like with a glass of wine or some coffee, and I'm just sitting out there breathing it in and just feeling so good about, oh, we've made it here. We've got our home. I've got my family. I'm so proud, you know, and I just drop into all of that. Same thing if it's the rain, I'll picture ourselves like inside with the fireplace and the girls are asleep on the floor and Kellen and I are sitting up on the couch and we hear the rain. Maybe we've got the doors completely open so we can really hear it and we can smell it. And I've cleaned up the kitchen, and you just dream it, and and hearing the nature for me personally makes it real and brings in those other senses to me. I can almost smell it. Like my one that has cicadas could also kind of be a morning sound. And so I'll listen to that sometimes. And I picture myself out there, like in my PJs and my robe in the morning with my cup of coffee, just walking our property and looking out of the view. And I can almost literally smell the dew on the grass and the mist in the air. And right. So really visualize. And what you do, I literally fall asleep within minutes after I started doing this practice. So like I said, I started doing this as I held Malia, because I then felt guilty, like, oh, I have all these terrible feelings. And here Malia is laying on my chest, and all these horrible feelings I feel like are just absorbing into her and causing her, you know, disheveled, troubled sleep. And so we both would listen to these sounds, and I just would drift off to sleep so fast. And if the 20,000 times I feel like we woke up in the night to breastfeed or to change our diapers and whatever, that was the first thing I would hear, instead of it just being completely silent and me feeling so alone out in the living room getting horrible sleep. I would tune in immediately to whatever sound of choice, and I would just do what I needed to do, drop back into that state. So it was such a really cool, and you know, especially if you have kids or you're just busy, it's so hard. People tell you to do meditation and do visualization. These are really great practices that statistically and scientifically do produce more peace and calm in your life, but it's hard to implement. Well, when you're going to bed, you're going to bed. There's nothing else you're going to be doing. You're laying there in bed. So what a great time to be able to actually check that off your list. So I love that I really do get to check off every day that I do visualization, because I do. That's how I go to sleep, is I literally get 5 minutes is probably how long until I fall asleep. But before I got used to it, maybe it was 10, whatever it was, I dropped into this dream state and visualized and, you know, brought in all the things that I wanted and fell asleep to that. And it's really life-changing, you guys. Like, if it can get me through that postpartum depression, I promise you it's going to really help you with your sleep, help you get to sleep faster. And again, like I said, prevent the thought loops from starting. But if you falter, which you will every now and then, it's a really easy way to drop back into those sounds. Again, those are just my sounds of choice. For yours, it could be something completely different. Maybe you love city sounds. Maybe you love the meditation type music. Whatever it is, play with it. The point is to play with it. Here's a starting point for you guys. Try nighttime visualization. Try tapping into some kind of sound that you feel like you can sleep to, and that will tie you into what state you want to drop into to go to sleep. Something that you can dream about on purpose at the start, and drop really deeply into every sense that you have in that place, tuning in with that music or with whatever you're audibly listening to keep you on track, and you will go to sleep. So those are my top three tips for you. Number one, raise awareness of where in your day you drop into these negative thought loops. Number two, you've now got your plan. You've now got your tools. Whether you physically are able to drop down and do some push-ups, that I promise you will break that thought loop and get you back into a proper state to then go forward properly. But if you can't do that, then these are some mindset tools that you now have to set yourself up for success from the start. Go ahead and have your playlist or your book or whatever it is, your podcast of choice. Already know what you're going to tune into the next day. Get it going. Even in the shower, I listen to stuff in the shower. I listen to the same stuff I listen to at night in the shower. I prop it by the shower so I can hear it. And I get my shower listening to that in the morning. So, and I like that, the nature sounds for in the shower. And then after I get out of the shower, I'll tune into a podcast or something on YouTube or whatever from that point forward. That's just my personal preference. But for you, it could be something different. But go ahead and know, again, this is like your food. You're having the healthy food in your pantry ready to combat the bad stuff that you might want to snag if you didn't have the other stuff available. So keep your mind engaged to break the thought loop. And then third, try nighttime visualization in order to get to sleep faster with better quality and feeling much more calm. So put these into practice. Please shoot me a DM and let me know how it goes for you. If it's helpful, if you want any of these links that I use as far as for the nighttime visualization, or again, I use them in the morning as well. Let me know. I'll probably put a couple in the show notes. But otherwise you can feel free to DM me for those. Again, share this if any of it's been helpful, if you think it could help somebody that you know. Sharing is caring for podcasts, you guys. It's what spreads the word. It really, I think, is the strongest way to help podcasts continue to grow, because most of us are willing to try something that a friend or loved one, someone we trust, suggests to us, as opposed to seeing it on an ad or seeing it randomly somehow. A direct referral is always the best. So if you enjoy any of these episodes, please share them directly with someone you know or in your stories, and I'd love to reshare you and thank you personally. So thank you guys so much for showing up every week. Catch you next week, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you love this episode and that it was able to help you move in the right direction towards building the life that you want. If you take just a quick moment to leave us a positive 5-star review, I'd be so, so grateful, and share with any friends that you think would love it. This not only helps spread the mission of this podcast, but it helps to open the door to even more amazing guests and opportunities to better support you in amplifying your success and overflowing your cup with abundance. Thanks again, guys, and catch you on the next one.